Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ken Cruley is on the WBEN Trocare College Lifeline from politicsandstuff.com. We're looking at the Buffalo mayoral race, and we got some important campaign disclosures from candidates this week. Ken, what did you see there? What's your biggest takeaway?
Well, the biggest takeaway is all of the money. It's a very large amount of money for this early in the campaign. It showed that Chris Scanlon, acting mayor, likely candidate for mayor next week, has about $550,000 in his campaign treasury. Sean Ryan, who was already declared for the campaign for the election, has $487,000 in his account. So that's $1 million between the two of them, and we're only in January. It also shows that there are only two other candidates, declared candidates at the moment, who have any campaign treasury at all. Councilman Rashid Wyatt has about $12,000 or $13,000, and former Fire Commissioner Whitfield has about $16,000. So it tells us something about where the campaigns are now, and certainly at least in dollars, Scanlon and Ryan are leading the pack.
You know, we've been talking about kind of maybe a crowded field of people looking for that Democratic nomination, but looking at the numbers, it's really the haves and the have-nots. And I guess you could point to Garnell Whitfield maybe being a little bit in the middle, but still nowhere near what you see in those numbers from Scanlon and Sean Ryan, and even Scanlon much more than what Ryan has right now. Do you see this field really dwindling very quickly because of that?
Yeah, I think that that's going to play into things. People are going to have to face realities on what they're able to do to run a campaign. They also have to gear up, because in about 5 or 6 weeks, they have to circulate petitions, and they need a crew to go out and do that. So that'll also tell us something about what's going on. But I expect that the field won't be as big as six when we actually get into the heat of the primary campaign.
Was there any other disclosures that were reported this week that caught your eye, even outside of the mayor's race?
Well, the one that really drew my attention was for Sheriff John Garcia. He has $500,000 in his campaign treasury, which is an extraordinary amount of money for that office. I don't think that we've ever seen anything even close to that. And he's up for re-election this year, and that's certainly going to trouble anybody who might consider running against him. But it also makes me wonder about whether he's got some future plans in mind for perhaps for another office, and he's starting to bank his money.
That is pretty interesting. You know, you just mentioned gathering that team, right, to fill out petitions. Costs a lot of money to get to, you know, a campaign group together. In a mayoral race, I mean, just how quickly can you run through, you know, $300,000 or $500,000?
Well, these days you can go through it pretty quickly, because, I mean, we're talking about a matter of weeks if you want to. The campaigns, I'm sure, are going to schedule things that we're not going to see TV ads, I don't expect, in February. But once we get into May and June, maybe even April, we're going to start seeing that stuff. And the money goes pretty fast these days. There's also mailings and various other things going along with the campaign, but the TV ads seem to dominate the costs. They're extraordinarily high, and I expect that anybody who can't compete with the kinds of numbers that are there is going to have a real struggle.
The reason why I ask, and it's because looking at these numbers, you know, Scanlon, we're talking over $500,000, the bulk of which was raised in the last 3 months, Sean Ryan with over $300,000. With these figures, do they tell us that, you know, these two candidates are not necessarily going to end their campaign if they don't get the Democratic nomination? Are these numbers indicative at all that they're trying to take this all the way to November, regardless of what happens in the summer?
Well, in order to take it to November, if they're not successful in a Democratic primary, then the only route is either the conservative or working families lines or an independent line, which can be developed with additional petitions. That is a very difficult thing to do, and anybody wanting to take it further, they could, but they probably will exhaust the half a million or so that they have now, and then some, before June 24th, the primary day, and would have to start all over again to raise a big pot of money. It's harder to raise that kind of money if they wind up losing a Democratic primary in this city.
You know, for example, how much more expensive was it for Byron Brown to win as a write-in?
Probably. I haven't gone back and looked at that, but I believe that it was extremely expensive, particularly because of the nature of it, where you had to get people comfortable with the idea of writing in a name instead of just checking off a box. So it gets very expensive if you don't turn out successfully in the primary.
Ken, I want to ask you about Police Commissioner Grimalia, who stepped down this week, stunning many in the city. What's your take on what happened between him and Mayor Scanlon?
Well, I mean, they're playing nice for the public on all of that, so it's hard to go through that stuff and try to figure it out. I assume that that there was, and it's been publicized, there's been issues with the police union, and the police union has not been very fond of Commissioner Grimalia, I guess, and the police union is very strong in Chris Scanlon's home district of the South District, and so I think that there's some connection there as to why the move was made. How it turns out, or how it affects the department, I guess, is something that remains to be seen.
You know, and now there's a dispute over these ARP funds. Is Scanlon being tested early?
He's being tested early, actually. And as you know, there was a variety of meetings in December where the administration, the Scanlon administration, and the council were going back and forth. The controller was weighing in about the use of the final funds. And so it seemed that on December 30, I believe, everything was resolved. And now it turns out maybe it wasn't. So certainly doesn't look good to have a dispute about this and leave money on the table, and so it sort of plays into the coming question that's going to have to be dealt with in the next couple of months or so, which is the next city budget, which has got major problems.
Well, Ken, thanks for the time as always. Appreciate it. Ken Crewley joining us, political analyst, talking about everything going on in City Hall.